I'm sure all of us grew up, maybe it was grandma or maybe it was mom who was in charge of preparing Thanksgiving dinner. And it's an amazing tradition in our country, Thanksgiving dinner. I have something specific, about every family. My mom, it was the sweet potatoes mixed with marshmallows, topped with marshmallows. I mean, how could you miss with that, you know, right? It was really good, I promise you. When I was studying the seminary in Rome, it's a little known fact, there are no pumpkins in Italy. And so every year before Thanksgiving, we would get this shipment of American food over to the seminary. And that always included pumpkin pie filling so that we could make pumpkin pies. Now, we had amazing Italian cooks, but they weren't allowed to touch the pumpkin pies. They're good at pasta. And so a few of the guys, the seminarians, would take over the kitchen and they would bake the pumpkin pies. And they'd always have this presentation at Thanksgiving Mass. Thanksgiving meal. There'd be a skit to make fun of all of our teachers and professors and all that kind of stuff. And then at the end, there would be this grand presentation of the pumpkin pies. And it was glorious. These traditions. You probably also remember the time when that tradition got passed on, maybe from grandma to you. And for the first time, it was your turn to take care of making those traditions for Thanksgiving dinner. With that meal that you had enjoyed for so long, now it was your turn. St. Paul says in our second reading, "What I have received from the Lord, I have now handed on to you." And of course, he's talking about the Mass. I want you to think about what it is that we're doing tonight. This is the night that Jesus celebrated the Last Supper. Tonight we celebrate the Eucharist, the priesthood, and the washing of feet. But John says at the beginning of our gospel that all of it begins with this. Before the Feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. That's where it starts. Long before they ever got to the Last Supper, the disciples and the apostles had fallen in love with Jesus. Their hearts had been awakened to a love that they had never encountered anywhere else before in their lives. In fact, it was so powerful for them that they left their homes and everything, and they stayed with him. They had fallen in love with Jesus. When was the first time you fell in love? Or maybe the real time you fell in love, right? Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you my story. Different homily, different day. But just that experience of falling in love, it's such a beautiful thing. There comes a time in everyone's life where they're ready for love. To love and to be loved. Their hearts are awakened. And it's exciting when we first fall in love. We watch our siblings and our kids, our grandkids fall in love and get engaged. They become alive. We discover, above all, not only that I love, but that there's someone who loves me. That's a powerful thing for our lives. To discover that someone loves me. The disciples of Jesus had discovered that he loves them even more than anyone else they'd ever encountered in their life. They found out that they were loved by Jesus. See, Jesus is the bridegroom. Almost before he's anything else, he's the bridegroom. He is the lover of our souls. Jesus loves your soul. He loves it. All of it. He's our first love. That's why at the Last Supper, Jesus kneels down and he washes our feet. He washed his apostles' feet, but tonight he washes your feet. Because it's a service of love that Jesus does for us. Jesus is moved by love. Moved by love, he wants to give everything to you. Moved by the love that he has for you. He loves you so much, he wants to lay down his life for you. That's what we're doing tonight. That's what this is all about. One of the greatest loves that was ever, the greatest words of love that were ever said were this. This is my body given up for you. This is my blood poured out for you. Those are the greatest words of love that could ever be spoken to you. And you know, if Jesus had said those words and then he had gone home and gone to bed and gotten up the next morning, we wouldn't think very much of those words. But what did he do after he said those words? He did that. This is my body. This is my blood. You see, what we're doing tonight, it's not just a meal. Jesus fed his apostles, his disciples, yes. But he wasn't feeding them bread and wine. He fed them himself. This is not just a meal, this is a sacrifice. That's not just a table that we put things, that's an altar. What happened here, what happens here, and what happens here, they're the exact same thing. There is no difference. That's what the Second Vatican Council teaches us. There is no difference what we do here at every Mass and what happened there. This is my body given up for you. This is my blood poured out to the very last drop for you. So do this in memory of me. Moved by love, Jesus wants to give everything. Jesus wants to lay down his life. Because we are his bride. He's the bridegroom. Have you ever considered that at the Last Supper, Jesus thanked the Father? I say it at every Mass. He took the bread and he gave thanks. And he took the cup and he gave thanks to the Father. What is Jesus thanking God for? It's not for the bread and the wine. He does thank him for that. But at that moment, what he's thanking God for is he's saying, thank you, Lord, that I get to suffer and die for our bride. That I get to lay down my life for her so that she can be cleansed and that she can receive my love again. That's what Jesus was saying. And when we come up to communion, we stretch out our hands and we receive on our hands, we receive on our tongue. Not just bread and wine. But we receive the body and blood of our bridegroom, of our priest, of our God, who has loved us to the end. There's nothing more precious in the world than this. When you receive the Eucharist, please always remember what you are doing and what he had to do so that you could receive him. And now it's our turn. There's a verse in the Proverbs that says, when you stretch out your hand to eat a meal, that you should know that you will be expected to provide the same kind of meal in return. That Thanksgiving tradition that was passed on to you. St. Paul, who said, what I received from the Lord, now I've handed on to you. What we've received, now it's our turn to give. What is it that we have? What did Paul hand on to us? Again, firstly, to fall in love with Jesus. That's the first thing Paul gives us. To fall in love with him. I asked you already, when was the first time you fell in love? Now I'm going to ask you a different question. When was the first time you fell in love with Jesus? When was it? I want you to go back to that in your life right now. When did Jesus first reveal his love to you? When did you experience it? Were you very young? Were you a teenager? Were you a young adult? Maybe it was when you were older and something had to happen first in your life. Whenever it was a beautiful moment where you discovered that I am loved. And not first and foremost by another person, but by God himself. That I'm loved by God. It affects us. It moves our heart. It affects our emotions, our desire to be loved. We're inflamed with it. We experience God's love. That's so powerful. It's a powerful thing to know that we are loved, that somebody, God, loves us. It's not the end goal of everything, but it's necessary, a necessary part. Tonight, I invite you to fall in love with Jesus again. To do that, we need silence. Because you only fall in love in silence. Intimacy happens in silence when you're alone with the one that you love. After Mass today, we'll take the Eucharist in procession, and I invite you to join us and come to the chapel, and we're going to have an hour of adoration to be in silence with him, our bridegroom, to fall in love again. Because it's necessary to fall in love with Jesus. And then, moved by that love, then I turn to him and I want to give him everything. Jesus, you gave everything to me. I want to give everything now to you. Jesus, you who stretched out your hand and you fed me this meal, which was your body and blood that you gave for me. Now in return, it's my turn. You did this. And now it's my turn. Love one another as I have loved you, Jesus said. I said that tonight is also about the priesthood. One amazing priest is St. Maximilian Kolbe. During the Second World War, St. Maximilian Kolbe, who was an amazing priest, he was sent to the concentration camp of Auschwitz. And there in Auschwitz, Father Maximilian Kolbe risked his life every day to celebrate the sacraments for the people in that camp. They would come to him in secret so he could hear their confessions. If they were found out, they could have been killed. He'd celebrate Mass for them in secret. Until one day when they were going to execute 10 men from this camp. And they were picking just randomly the 10 men. The last man that got picked, when he got named and called forward, he fell to his knees in front of the German commander. He said, "Please don't kill me. I have young children. Let me live." He begged him. Father Maximilian Kolbe stepped out of line. He walked right up to the German commander and he said, "I'll take that man's place." The commander looked at him and he said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm a Catholic priest. I'm a Catholic priest." That's the priesthood of Jesus Christ. He was a Saint Father Maximilian Kolbe was a man who was so in love with Christ, having eaten this meal thousands of times. Now it was his turn. And he gave everything. That's how Father Maximilian Kolbe died. And he became Saint Maximilian Kolbe. It's my job, it's my vocation to wash your feet. Jesus said, "I have given you a model to follow. As I have done, so you must do." He was talking to me. It's my job to wash your feet. And I don't do it perfectly, I know. But every day, I try. And tonight, after I wash your feet, symbolized by the 12 who will come forward, like the 12 disciples, after I wash your feet, then like St. Paul, what I've received from the Lord, now I hand on to you. And now it's your turn. Having fallen in love with the Lord, Jesus tells you, now it's your turn. Now you must love one another as I loved you. So think carefully about what you do tonight. And at every Mass you ever go to. Because what you're receiving, you will be expected to provide in return. To fall in love and moved by love to lay down your life for one another. It's your turn.